Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Kid Show with DLR. It is Friday, the 17th of September. We have a loaded show for you today. A lot of good stuff coming up. I've been promising you I'm going to dive into the Cardinals a little bit more. The Arizona Cardinals, today is the day. Good friend Rich Sines, Fox 10 Sports, will be joining me in about 15 minutes. We'll definitely be talking Cardinals football. I admit it, I was wrong. Maybe this is a one-week overreaction to the positive, but I'm liking what I'm seeing out of this football team. So maybe I was 100% wrong. I have no problem that I'm wrong. Mary, it's okay to be wrong. Say it a lot. Say it a whole lot. Anyway, we're going to dive into a little bit more college football. This is a special day because I know yesterday we do a lot of NFL picks live from Maduro's. Today I'm going to give you five college picks that I'm going to tell you to hop all over. Easy, hop all over. So we got that coming up as well. Couple guests coming on the show, scheduled to come on the show next week. I think you're really going to dig them. I think you're really going to get into it. So I'll let you know who that's going to be as well. All that happens right here on the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. We're brought to you by Maduro's. Fine cigar and tobacco located 4991 South Alma School. That is Alma School and Chandler Heights. Get on down there and check them out. Let them know that PLR sent you. 10% off of your cigar purchase. You also can become a club member, get your access to the members' lounge. And listen, let me tell you, back there, it is great. Refrigerator, TVs, microwave, lots of comfortable chairs. Your locker's back there where you are. So just a place to be. They do serve beer and wine, so you can get your adult beverage on while you're in the house. Now, if you don't become a member, no worries. It's still a great place to go and check out. Plenty of seats still left. A lot of places to watch TV. They have all the league passes, so watch your Sunday games there. Thursday night, Monday night, college games, best place to go. Now, if you can't make it down there, don't worry. Just go to Stogie World, S-T-O-A-G-I-E. world.com. Order your sticks from there. Same selection as if you were in the house. So you definitely want to check them out. Now, you don't get the discount that you get if you're in-house by mentioning PLR, but nonetheless, you get your sticks. All this happens at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Again, located at 4991 South Alma School in Chandler, at Chandler Heights and Alma School. So I got a couple messages. And I want to get this off my chest before we get the great Rich Sines on. I was told I went in too hard on the Bears. That's what I was told. And I was told I went in too hard, especially on Matt Nagy and me calling him the worst football coach in the NFL. And so I stopped and I said to myself, well, maybe I did. Maybe that wasn't, as a good friend of mine always says when I watch a game with him, Are you a fan today, or are you a journalist? Which one are you? I just want to know who I'm watching the game with. My boy Tim always asks me that. Are you a fan, or are you a journalist? And I started thinking maybe I was being a fan. Maybe I was letting the fan part of me take over. And if I let the fan part of me take over, am I doing my job? Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing and getting the facts out? Am I having emotions without being emotional? These are the things I had to stop and ask myself because, in all honesty, I was kind of relentless yesterday. I kind of went in really hard on Matt Nagy. And so I had to say, wait a second. Is this really what I want to do? Is this the person I want to be live on air? Someone that goes in on a coach and a team as hard as I did? So I sat back and I said, you know what? Two things I could do. I could watch the game tonight. The Giants are generally pathetic. Their coaching is generally pathetic. And I could kind of put the two up against each other to see where I am. Ron Rivera, head coach of the Washington football team, he's a good coach. We know he's a good coach. So let me see where we are. Now, I know yesterday with the Washington football team, I said they should call San Francisco, ask them, what do you want for Jimmy G, and make the trade? Because there's nowhere, and I believe I called the young man, Tyler Henke. I called him everything but his name, Taylor Henneke. If I said this man's name wrong, and I did, I owe this man an apology. Taylor Henneke showed out last night. Showed out. .34/46, .336, two TDs, one pick. Led them on a game-winning drive. They got a reprieve. But nonetheless, game-winning drive. They come out 1-1. The Giants, for like the every year that they didn't win the Super Bowl, 0-2. The Washington football team may have a player and Taylor Henneke, or is it Heineke? They may have a player. They may not need Jimmy G. They may not need Jimmy G's salary. They may not need Jimmy G's contract. They may have their guy. And I don't know about you, but the last time I watched and the last time I noticed, Ron Rivera was a defensive coach. They put the ball up 46 times. Let me repeat that. They put the ball up 46. Terry McLaurin, kid, was the truth last night. 11 for 107 in the TD, and he owned the DBs from the Giants. So I'm watching this, and I'm saying, okay, wait a second. Giants are doing some dumb things. Giants are doing a lot of dumb things. Not very disciplined. A whole crap load of penalties. A whole bunch of penalties. They don't seem to be as organized. Every time they have something go right, they have something go wrong. They had the game one, Washington football team's kicker missed, but they went offside. 11 penalties, 81 yards. And when you get those type of penalties, you're getting the knick-knack penalties, the ticky-tack penalties, the undisciplined penalties. You had a long run for a touchdown by Daniel Jones, Danny Dimes. Got called back because of a holding penalty. So as you start to watch them go 0-2, You started to watch them beat the Giants. You started to watch and see, okay, is Danny Dimes the guy? You have all these little subplots you're watching for. And you look at Joe Judge and say, is this guy fit to be a coach? And even if you come up with the answer, no, not really. Is it him or maybe it's Gettleman, the GM of the Giants? You start to figure all this out. But when you look across the field, you know one thing. You got a real coach in Ron Rivera. You got a real running back. You got a real running game with Antonio Gibson, J.D. McKissic coming off the bench. You got a real wide receiver in Terry McLaurin. You got a real tight end in Logan Thomas. And talent-wise, the Giants really aren't that bad. But coaching, a little suspect. And this is really what you're going to get from the Giants. Giants are just not a good team. Even though they have some names, really just not a good team. Which circles me back around. They're not a good team. They don't have a great coach. They don't have a great GM. And they're 0-2. And so I was thinking, is this the team that I should be going all in on with their coach? Is this the team I should be going all in on instead of the Bears talking about what their coach is doing versus what the Bears coach is doing versus what Matt Nagy is doing? And then I stopped and I said, hell no. Hell no. This is the same moron whose offensive coordinator said Justin Fields is ready for anything, and Matt Nagy followed it up with this.
Again, probably the biggest thing is schematically, how do you know? Do we want to use him? If we do, how is that, and when's the best place to do it? The nice thing about Justin is, you know, you got somebody that is special with making throws too. You know, I mean, so many times you see guys that come in, and sometimes they're just running quarterbacks and that sort of thing. So he can become a weapon that way too, and allow him to grow each week in practice, but yet still try to find times when we feel like it can be advantageous to us to use him in certain roles. And we thought we did that last week, where we were able to, you know, he made a good play for the touchdown run, and we had some other plays in too that, you know, we didn't get to, but nothing, you know, for us. I think he's going to continue to grow, and we just got to find spots.
So, no, I'm not apologizing for Jack. Matt Nagy is garbage as a coach. I think that once he runs his tenure, his time, his table in Chicago, he'll go back to being an OC somewhere. Could he get a college job? Actually, I hope he would. I really do. But for the Bears, he's not the guy. He's not the right one. He is a terrible NFL coach. Let me give you the right plays for your rookie quarterback. The first one of the game, the last one of the game, and all the plays in between. All of them. Now, I told you, he's going to come out with something different this weekend. He's going to come out with something different this weekend because that's what Matt Nagy does. But don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. When you take, and I'm not calling this man garbage, don't get me mistaken. I just think he's a terrible, terrible coach. And that's not just because of Justin Fields. This is because of what he's done since he's been there. Again, I'm not saying the last quarterback was great. I'm not saying Trubisky was great. I think his career got sabotaged. I really do. If you take a steak and you put it on the trash can lid, you don't want to eat it because you just turned that steak in the garbage. Back in 30 seconds with my man from Fox 10 Sports, Rich Sines, the Skate Show, DLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, hey, shut up. Because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is Friday. We are here. The weekend is finally upon us. Make sure you're checking us out every day live like you are now. Easiest way, go to sportscave.com. Cave is with a K. Hit that little live button. Also, we are on iHeartRadio as well as Spotify. Just go to the Cave Show. It's brought to you by the Sports Cave. Listen, follow, download it. Make sure that you know when we are uploading new shows. Also at 3 o'clock, we're heard on KSRN. We're all over the place. You never have to miss a show. If you do miss a show, if you hit that listen live button at thesportscave.com, anytime other than 1 o'clock, anytime, but any other 23 hours, you'll get all of our shows in archive. Pick one that you like. Listen to it again. Pick one that you didn't hear. I don't know why you wouldn't. And check it out. Either way, definitely check out the Cave Show. So, online with me now is my guy, 100%, 100 grand from Fox 10. And here's the best part. This is when you know you're bringing on a superstar. They have their own soundbite on your show.
Bombs and birdies, baby. Bombs and birdies. That's all it's about.
My man. Rich Science Fox 10 Sports. My man, how are you today?
Man, I am fantastic. Football season is here. The Cardinals are 1-0. I mean, during football season, I have very little time to hit bombs and birdies, so the golf game's out the window. It's all about the NFL season right now. And I tell you, you know, it's great, you know, whenever, you know, the team you're covering or the team you're rooting for wins, doesn't Monday just seem better? The birds are chirping and the sun feels just right. You get a green light every time in traffic. I mean, it's just a beautiful thing.
It truly is, and I want to find that feeling because, you know, I've been here forever, and I really do like the Cardinals a lot, but my heart is still with the Bears, and they find a way every week to reach in there, and they just snatch it out, step on it, cut it up, and just do it to me every week. So I'm still struggling.
You know,
with that.
My uncle in Chicago is still blaming Cutler for all the mistakes. You know, he's still blaming Cutler every time he does it.
I tell you what, though, Rich. I come up with new creative cuss words every week. It's amazing. Every time I think I've run out, I got a new one that pops out of my mouth. So I can write my own book.
For the Bears, not at the Bears, you know. Yeah, so I hear you. Being a Bears fan is an acquired taste. You're a true fan if you're still claiming them. I got to tip my cap to you, man.
Four playoff victories since 1992. When you hear Bears, you think storied franchise and you hear great defense and you go, wow, 2006, they went to the Super Bowl. Remember, that was two of the four victories that they've had in the playoffs since 1992.
And I always look and say, you could have had Mahomes.
Now we got Justin Fields. And our guru of a coach is playing Andy Dalton. That's a whole other story. I'm not, you know what? I feel like I'm on that TV show. You're not going to make me cry, Rich. Yep, Roy Firestone. You're not going to make me cry, Rich. Not today. So on a happier note, let's talk Cardinals. Let me just be honest. I was not all in when the season started. I know it's always that Monday morning over-exaggeration. That's the fun thing about football. But what we saw this Sunday, is this something that can last? Or was this one of those everything fell in place?
Can last. And if it's something that, you know, you would have known if you would have watched my show, Fox 10 Sports Night at 10:30 every Sunday, I called it. You know, I told my co-host here, Sanchez, I said, they're going to win convincingly. You know, this is the third year for Cliff Kingsbury, Kyler Murray, Byron Murphy. A lot of these guys are going into their third season, and that's the year guys in the NFL make the biggest jump. And I think we're starting to see that come to fruition, especially for Kyler Murray, who I think has been phenomenal and getting a bad rap ever since he got in the league, just because, you know, they say, oh, he's pouts too much. And he doesn't. Well, you know, I don't ever remember seeing Kobe Bryant smile after a loss. I never seen Kobe Bryant joking around with his teammates, and I think his career turned out to be all right too. You know, I'd rather have a guy that hates losing more than he likes winning. And that's what you got in a guy with Kyler Murray, especially when it's a guy that has that kind of desire to win with the talent that he has. So I think we're witnessing something really special brewing here for the Arizona Cardinals.
On the Cave Show with PLR, the one only Fox 10 Sports, Rich Science. Here's the thing. I do check you out, and I didn't believe it. And here's why. Kyler Murray I like a lot. I really do. When they drafted him the year after Rosen, I wasn't one of those people that said, no. I said, you know what? The one thing I know about quarterbacks, if you think you got the wrong one, go get the right one. So I've always been all in on him, been all in on their receiving corps, been all in on Chandler Jones when he's healthy. My problem was the coach. And I'm far from being an analytics guy because old dudes aren't analytic guys. The no motion before snaps, the lack of movement really had me worried. Even though I was bought in on the team, I wasn't just bought in on the coach. Am I wrong? Am I not giving him a chance to grow and get better like I would with the player?
Yes, absolutely, because when you think about it, this is his third year in the NFL as well. And after 2 years of being a head coach in the NFL, Cliff Kingsbury had the exact amount of wins, 13, than Bill Belichick had after 2 years of a head coach in the National Football League. As a matter of fact, Cliff Kingsbury had a better overall winning percentage because he had one tie in there where Belichick didn't. So the guy took over a 3-win team. Next thing you know, they're a 5-win team. Next you know, that 5-win team is an 8-win team. And now you expect them to continue to, if they continue to progress at that rate, they're going to be in the playoffs this year, if not next year. And this is in a tough division as well. So did he make some calls that make you scratch your head? Sure. Did John Gruden do that on Monday night? Absolutely. Did the Giants do that just last night? For sure. I mean, I watched that Raider game, and I said, if this was Cliff Kingsbury throwing the ball on third down from the 5-yard line in overtime, then throwing a bullet that gets intercepted, they would have set fire to the training facility in 10 seconds. That was Cliff Kingsbury. You know, there's a lot of coaches, even Bruce Arians to this day still makes some calls that he just, you know, they ask him why, he says no risk and no biscuit. You know, that's just the way it is in the NFL. I think Cliff Kingsbury has done a great job in not being so stubborn in his ways. He came in with that air raid and we're going to run 80 plays and throw it all the time and no huddle. Then he realized, okay, we're in the NFL. You got to adjust it. You got to adjust to your personnel. I think he's done a good job in not being so stubborn and set in his ways. I think that's why he's been successful. I think that's why the team, the players like him and like playing for him.
I saw Chandler Jones this weekend, along with everybody else, lose his mind. Now, I'm going to ask, is this a contract? I'm going to show you why you pay me thing? Or is this just a Chandler Jones is finally healthy, and this is what we expected all along?
I think a little bit of both. I think definitely Chandler Jones is, I'm going to show you, you should have paid me my money up front. And he's finally healthy. Because when Chandler Jones is healthy, like you said, he's one of the best players in football, if not the best defensive player in football, because he's been phenomenal since he came to the Arizona Cardinals. And that, you got to give Steve Kime credit in just even getting that trade to bring him here. They gave up Jonathan Cooper to get him, and I think that was another great move by Kime. And I think it's a smart move by Kime not to sign him before the season anyway. The guy was coming off an injury. We only played 5 games. I guarantee you, if Steve Kime would have gave him the money up front, people would say, oh, what is he doing? How dare you open up the pocketbook with a guy that's injured and da-da-da-da, you know. And then if Chandler Jones wouldn't have ended up, you know, playing as well as he did, he'd be getting crucified for it. So I think, you know, Steve Kime said, you know, look, this is a business. I know you're great. You got hurt last year. You only played 5 games. You're under contract. Why would I want to pay you now? You know, but now he's going to have to pay. You know, he's going to have to pay that man because he's earned it and he's great. And this is nothing against Chandler Jones, but it's the business. And one thing you got to give Chandler Jones credit for is that he said, okay, I'm still going to come to camp. I'm not going to be a malcontent. I'm not going to be a cancer. I'm going to work my butt off, but I'm going to prove to you I'm worth the money. And I think that really goes to show how much of a pro this guy is.
On the Cave Show with PLR, the one and only Fox 10's very own Rich Science. So I'm looking at this division, and this division is a beast. I mean, you have San Francisco. Yeah, they have injuries, but their running back goes out, and the sub comes in and runs wild. You have the Rams that, you know, basically played 7-on-7 against the Bears last week and aired it out with big chunk plays. Matthew Stafford looks like the real deal for them. And Russell Wilson, as if he didn't have enough with Sierra, he has talent all over the place at wide receiver now. This division is stacked. How do the Cardinals pull away from three teams that most people already picked to go to the playoffs? How do they catch them, pull away, or win this division?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's going to be a dogfight for every team in this division because, you know, that's one way to look at it, the way you look at that division. The other way is to say, Matthew Stafford has as many playoff wins as you and I have. None. Never won in the playoffs. Jimmy Garoppolo is a lame duck quarterback. He's looking over his shoulder, one mistake, and he's out. We don't know what's going on over there at quarterback, a very important position. Russell Wilson wasn't happy this offseason because he was the third most sacked quarterback in the NFL last year, and he was saying, I want him put, and he's been running for his life. So that's another way to look at it. You're looking at the Cardinals who are sacking the quarterback at will, and you know Russell Wilson's looking at Chandler Jones going, somebody better get on 55. Oh, by the way, J.J. Watt's just getting started.
Very true. Very true. I didn't ask you before the season started, and I apologize for that, but if you went into your crystal ball prognostication and you had to give me wins for the Cardinals, how many would you have given me?
10 wins. You know, I was expecting them to make the progression that they continue to make, like I said. When they took over a 3-win team, Kyler and Cliff moved it to 5. Second year, they moved it to 8. And they overachieved early. People were thinking, oh, we're going to make the playoffs, which I completely understand when you consider how they started. But before last season, if anybody would have said the Cardinals were going to make the playoffs, they would have said, you're crazy. I didn't even think they were going to make the playoffs last year. But then I started thinking, man, they're going to make the playoffs because of the way they started. So it was disappointing the way it ended, this losing those last two games. But what do you know? They didn't have Larry Fitzgerald. They didn't have Chandler Jones. They didn't have J.J. Watt. They didn't have a lot of guys that are leaders on that staff at that time. It's still disappointing. But at the same time, when you looked at it, all the chips fell where you expected them to fall. I was thinking around 8 wins last year. So this year I'm thinking around 10, 11, if things fall their way, you know. And they're off to a great start. They're going to beat Minnesota this weekend. They're going to beat Jacksonville next weekend. The big question is, can they beat the Rams? I mean, Sean McVay has not lost to the Arizona Cardinals since he took over the Rams. And usually he not only beats the Cardinals, he always breaks the collarbone of somebody while they're at it. So, you know, the last couple of times I've been thinking, hey, at least they lost, at least nobody got hurt. So they got to beat the Rams eventually. And I think that is going to be the biggest game for them in the near future here.
Does Larry come back?
You know, I don't think so, man. I think the longer he gets away from it, you know, the more he'll be like, you know what, I've been there, done that. I would love to see him come back. You know, the super fan in me says, you know, the Cardinals get off this great start. Like I said, you know, they're gonna beat Minnesota. Pat P, he's going to have his work cut out for him. You know, they'll probably lose to the Rams. They'll be 3-1. Everybody's going crazy. The Niners and that quarterback mess come to town. They'll beat them. They'll beat the Browns. The Browns are the Browns. They'll find a way to lose. They'll beat Houston. That's Houston. So it'll be 6-1 on Thursday night football, and then it's going to be like WWE, big old smoke. Who's that? What's that? Larry Fitzgerald has arrived. You'll be, you know, coming down like some kind of, you know, WrestleMania intro or something. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't think he is, and here's why. Let me ask you this question, because I don't think he's coming back. Rich, do they need him? And
that's a
loaded question. Do they bring him back because he's Larry, or do they bring him back because they need him? Because I don't think they need him.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, how does he fit? And let's say they are, you know, they do beat the teams they should beat, which are the Minnesota Vikings and the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Houston Texans of the world. And then you say, okay, now I want to come back. And then you come back and you mess up the mojo, you know. So, you know, that's another reason why it would be tough for him to come back. And You know, he's always said that he was never going to have a farewell tour. He's never going to have a big old, you know, press conference where he's crying and you got to get the clean out. He always said he was going to do it like Tim Duncan, where he just one day says, you know what, I'm out. You know, the selfish side of me says, man, I don't want him to go out this way where, you know, his final year he had COVID, didn't even play in the final game. You know, it's just weird. It's just, you know, he deserves better than that. But I guess whatever he wants and whatever he's okay with, I guess I got to be okay with. But just because I respect the guy so much, I would like to have seen him go on a higher note, at least with more fanfare and respect given to him that he deserves. But, you know, whatever he wishes is what we're going to have to accept.
On with the Cave Show here, PLR, the one, the only Rich Science Fox. And a couple more, Rich, I'll get you out of here. Week one, outside of the Cardinals, and I'm going to combine this question, who are you most impressed with and who are you most disappointed with?
I was most impressed with Famous Jameis and the Saints. Just because, you know, you got to get Sean Payton credit. I mean, that guy, he might be able to scratch out two or three wins with you, you know, as a quarterback. I mean, when he's winning with Taysom Hill, you know, he's amazing. He really is. And I'm disappointed in, obviously, Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers, and you being a Bears fan, I'm sure going to love hearing this, that, look, if you're Aaron Rodgers, if you're going to talk all that smack in the offseason, you're going to host Jeopardy, you better come out and ball. Then you come out and lay an egg? Really, dude? You know? And I know it's just one game, and he's saying, oh, people need to relax. Well, I think people would have been more relaxed if you would have been a better team player in the offseason. And not been the malcontent, unlike Chandler Jones, and then come in and play an egg, unlike Chandler Jones. So I think that's right. A big difference in the two characters right there.
The Diamondbacks. Just switching subject. How hard is it? I mean, we both cover this team. We're both here. How hard for you? I know for me it was tough watching this happen this year, and I think Torrey is just a good guy. Almost watching him just, I guess, look like a fish that just has no water trying to get this team with honestly not a lot of talent through this season. How did the Diamondbacks hit you this year?
Or did you mention the Diamondbacks? Oh, we're out of time. I have to go now. No, kidding. You know, it's been a tough sell, man. You know, and like you said, it's not like Torrey Lowe forgot how to manage. People are like, you know, fired Torrey Lovello. I'm like, look, we're lucky Torrey Lovello's staying. That's what I feel like. How are we going to keep Torrey Lovello? And he keeps saying, you know what, man, my name's Wes. I ain't in this mess and leaving because you're right. The product on the field is not good enough. It's not major league level. Are there guys that have potential? Sure. And, you know, I'll give you an actual real-life conversation I had with somebody where he said, man, you know, he goes up to me, what's up with these D-backs, man? You know, I know they've had a lot of injuries, but, you know, these guys are playing like minor leaguers. And I go, you mean the minor leaguers they brought up to the big leagues? When I think they're minor leaguers. That's why they're playing like minor leaguers. You know?
Ain't that the truth?
So you know, like when you look at what the Cardinals did, you know, in the offseason, they go out and they get J.J. Watt. They go out and get Malcolm Butler, which, you know, didn't pan out. But still, the move made sense. You know, they go out and they get Rodney Hudson, who I think has been the biggest addition that's had the biggest impact so far for the Arizona Cardinals, that, you know, all-pro center, that anchor on that offensive line. What were the things that they needed last year? They needed veteran leadership in the locker room. They needed help on the D-line. They needed another corner to replace Patrick Peterson. How many times did the kicking game lose a game for them? They went out and got one of the most accurate kickers in the game, Matt Prater. How many times did you see them not be able to run out the clock and get the tough yardage, you know, inside the 10 or in the red zone? They go out and get James Conner, a tough guard. Those moves all make sense. You look at the D-back moves and you're like, okay, well, we got rid of Robbie Ray. We got rid of A.J. Paul. We got rid of Paul Goldschmidt. We got rid of Zach Greinke. But where are we going here? You know, it's, you know, it tests your patience, you know, as a as a person covering the team as a fan, you know, and you know, basically baseball is a commitment to be a fan. There's a lot of games, man. You know, it's not like, you know, NFL or, you know, any other sport where it's over quick as, all right, well, let's get it next year. If you suck at baseball, it's a long year, man.
You are not lying. Honestly, I think the pressure's on them because the Suns camp opens in less than a month. We know what they're coming off of. The Cardinals are doing what they're doing.
It's something to talk about, you know.
Yeah, and we could stay in that same building, that same footprint building. Mercury go out last year and get another all-star in Diggin Smith. So every team in this valley is making moves. I think it's going to be a lot of heat on upper management with the Diamondbacks to do something because you don't want to be the team that's not in the playoffs in the city. So it's hard when that happens.
Right. And that's one thing I've talked to. I talked to a couple of the Cardinals about that. Like, hey, what was it? Because they would go to these Suns games. And I saw them there. So I talked to them, like, what was it like to be at those Suns games and see the fans and what this fan base can be like when you got a winner in town? They say, oh, they loved it. They go, and I asked, I go, was a part of it saying, man, we want this. And they were like, absolutely. We want to have that same vibe, but for us, and we want to kind of continue that momentum that the Suns have created.
I tell you what, it is good to be a Phoenician now, to be in the city. You got the Cardinals winning. You got the Suns coming back. The Mercury are winning. ASU's off to a 2-0 start. That place in Tucson, I won't put you on the spot with that because I'm a Sun Devil. So I don't even – everything is beautiful. I just can't go back home unless I'm wearing my White Sox stuff. So that's a whole another story. But, my man, I appreciate you for coming on. And, yes, your show on Sunday nights are great. Please let everyone know so they can check you out and check out your show.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate you. Yeah, Fox 10 Sportsnet at 10:30. Every Sunday night at 10:30, of course, we'll have, you know, extended highlights and post-game coverage of the Arizona Cardinals. We'll actually have the Arizona Cardinals game, Arizona Cardinals and Vikings game right here on Fox 10. And we'll also have a mini show right after the game. So just keep it on Fox 10 all day long on Sunday. We'll take care of you. You know what, PLR, I'm going to take care of you too, man. I'll go to Chicago and bring back some Giordano's for you. Don't worry, man. I'll even bring the frozen home run in pizza for you too so you can have some on the rainy days.
You know what? I was home last month. We bought a car. My uncle sold his car, bought the car for my wife, drove it back out here. The trunk was full of only stuff you can get in Chicago. And then to team that up, the thing I was not able to get, that famous Garrett's popcorn, my sister-in-law came out a couple weeks ago and brought two bags of it. So I'm in heaven. I'm loaded with Chicago stuff.
Go ahead,
Tony. Say that again. I'm sorry, say that one more time.
I told you it was my family when they come from Texas. I'm like, did you bring the Bill Miller's barbecue? I didn't even ask if they brought luggage. I'm like, give me the stuff. Give me the good stuff.
Yeah, and I didn't have to check anything. Just threw it all in the trunk. I was like, if the cops say pop the trunk, I don't think they're going to be looking for what they think unless they want a whole bunch of Jay's potato chips and all that good stuff. It'll be a whole different type of stop. Oh, different types. And by the way, I compliment to you. Your suit game is looking very sharp these days.
Well, you know, man, you know, I got a little something. You know, just that's all I had that was clean that day.
Yeah. Suit game, I said, what you do? You been hanging out with Pat Riley or the old Chuck Daly? Suit, you've been looking kind of clean lately, man. I'm impressed.
It's amazing what a shower will do.
Yo, my man, I appreciate you. Thanks for spending the time. I know we went over a few minutes, but thanks for hanging with me as always.
Appreciate you too, man. Anytime, you know that you're the best, and anytime you need me on, I'll be on, brother.
All right, brother. Have a good weekend, and look forward to seeing you on Sunday on TV.
Appreciate you.
All right, buddy. That's my man there, the one, only Rick Sons. Listen, definitely watch Fox Sports. He is the man. Trust me on that. Listen, when I come back, we're going to wrap this up. I told you I'd give you some college stuff. I'm going to do that. I'm not going to let you down. We're 30 seconds away from that. This is The Cave Show with PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Hey, this is Mikal Bridges with the Phoenix Suns. I'm in a cave with PLR.
Welcome back to the Cave Show of PLR. This is PLR. Make sure you're following us on social media at the Sports Cave on the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook. Cave is with a K. SportsCave.com. Again, Cave is with a K. Get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Make sure you are definitely checking us out. Listen, y'all, it is Friday. It is time for us to get loose. Do it, DJ.
Tonight.
I tell you what, you young cats out there, everything you got to do has to have a drum machine. Bring back the horn section. Bring back the true drums. Enjoy yourself. It is the weekend. Finally, it is here. So like I said to you, I wanted to give you something for the weekend. I wanted to give you some college games, some games to watch, some games to pick. So I think it's time. I definitely think it's time for us to do this. Let me give you my five picks, college picks for the week. If you're going to put money on college games, you got to be careful because these are still kids. You don't know how their night before went. You don't know if they were at a party, they were at the frat house, they were out on the college main drag, a couple beers too many, a couple co-eds. You just don't know. But I'm going to give you some games I think are your games of the week. If you want to do a little something. Number three, Oklahoma plays Nebraska. And Oklahoma, this is not Tom Osborne anymore. This isn't that. This isn't wishbone, both sides going at it. This is the new fandangled Oklahoma, new fandangled Nebraska. 22 points. 22 and a half points are a lot of points. Nebraska played better the last 2 weeks after losing to Illinois, who was just putrid. But I like Oklahoma. I like the points at home. And again, I always say when there's a lot of points, can you see a team winning 35-10? If so, go with it. Oklahoma over Nebraska. Cincinnati goes into Indiana. They're 2-0, number 8th ranked team in the country. They are on the road at Indiana, only a 3.5-point favorite. Take those points. Run with it. Give me Cincinnati over Indiana. Michigan, Northern Illinois. Michigan is 27.5 points favorite at home. That's a lot of points. Northern is generally tough. I don't think they're going to beat Michigan, but I definitely think they're going to cover. I like Michigan to win. I like Northern Illinois to cover. Notre Dame, 7.5 points at home against Purdue. That's always a tough game. In-state rivalry. Purdue's off to a good start. Notre Dame's off to a 2-0 start. Notre Dame could be a little bit better, I would think, than they are. But I do like them at home, 7.5 better than Purdue. And then lastly, Alabama goes to the Swamp in Florida.
and they're favored by 14.5. 13.5, you're like, okay, I can see that. 14.5, that's when it gets dicey. Well, maybe it gets dicey for you. It doesn't get dicey for me. Bryce Young is the truth. That Bama defense is the truth. Florida's replacing a lot of good skill players. This isn't the team you want to see early with a lot of replacements for your best players. This one was easy for me. Take Alabama, take those points, and those are your five. Thank you, everyone, for hanging with us today. I appreciate it. Next week, we are set. On Monday, we will have Steve Taylor, Nebraska Cornhuskers, great quarterback, former pro, just great to have him on the show with us. So that's going to be awesome on Monday. On Tuesday, scheduled to come on, the Truth herself, the Truth with Ruth, she will be joining us on Tuesday, Sports Truth with Ruth. It is always great to have her on. She's covering the Tampa Bay game this Sunday, so we will have great follow-up on the Bucks. So I'm looking forward to having her as well. Guests for the rest of the week, we'll let you know as the week next week goes on. But definitely, definitely make sure you're hanging with us on Monday for Steve Taylor, former quarterback, former champion with the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Everyone, it's been one hell of a week. It's been a lot of fun. And stop and really just enjoy yourself. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy all the football we are about to be bombarded with. A lot of great games on Saturday. A lot of great games on Sunday. Remember, it's one weekend. Only two teams have played two games. You still have a shot. Your team still has a shot. Keep hope alive. Unless you're a Bears fan, and hope will run out if Andy Dalton starts. With all that being said, great week. Thank you, everyone, for joining us all week. All the guests that came on, I appreciate it. Callers we had, I appreciate you very much. Make sure you're following us on social media at The Sports Cave, on the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook. Cave is with the K, the sportscave.com. Cave is with the K. I'm on the Twitter at PLR. On Sports. If you get me there, also make sure you're checking us out live every day, 1 o'clock. Simply go to sportscave.com, hit the Listen Live button, there we are. Get us on KSRN, Spotify, as well as iHeartRadio. Remember, download all those in your Apple App Store, Google Play Store, anywhere you get your apps from. Make sure you download The Cave Show. It's brought to you by The Sports Cave. Get the alerts when we are there. The shows are uploaded, and that way you can enjoy us everywhere. Until next week, everyone, again, appreciate you. Look forward to coming back next week with a lot more stories, a lot more news stuff, a lot more things in this fun world of sports that we have. Until then, everyone be safe. Take care of each other. This has been The Cave Show with PLR, Sis PLR, and Tips. Bring us home.